Hi, Burns.
Hey, Lori, it's Jeremiah.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Da-da-da.
Pete said it was okay. He said you're a docile kind of guy. I was 5:30 in the morning, and thank God I drove past like, my other assistant's house a couple years ago because they would have missed their flight. I laid out in front of their bedroom window, which I did not know, and I was singing Jeremiah was a bullfrog. Which woke them up, which got their showers, which got them on their plane. So I thought I'd share that with you. Yes, dig it. fire away, because I have all of the answers as of April 30th, because I was in the midst of doing numbers.
Okay.
So I either have the balance as of December or as of April 30th of this year.
Okay. I tried to calculate them because you gave me the documents. So I got for expansion capital a balance of 9530 around there. Is that right? Or?
Oh, shit. That one I don't know.
Okay.
The capital people, these are the ones that are non-collateral loans. And I just... Christ, the money, I didn't want to look at it. It's supposed to be 26%. They give me $40,000. They take out $200 or $300 every day. Okay, mm-hmm. These are the ones I told you about.
Can Capital.
But we have two of them. One, that one's $227 a day. He's trying to calculate, Crystal, but we need to know what kind of a balance we have.
That's what I don't know.
So I just have to call him.
Yeah, without calling, I don't know.
Well,
okay,
I have all
the other ones.
What are the other ones?
What do you mean, like my mortgage and stuff like that?
No. I just need to know the working capital loans.
Oh, just loans that we got for money.
Right. So, like, Can Capital.
What's the other one, Crystal? So, $153 a day. What's the name of that company?
That's Expansion Capital.
Okay, so there's an Expansion Capital and the other one's Can Capital? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
We have two of them. One takes out 153 and the other one takes out 227.
Okay, you know what? I kind of calculated it, so I kind of figured it out.
135 they take out.
Got it. Yeah, so I
but
calculated
I can call them if you wish.
No, you don't have to do that. Yeah, we'll need you to call them if we need you to get a payoff letter. But you don't need to call them right now.
Oh. Please tell me it's looking good for $250,000.
Well, I'm going to try. I got...
Because they have to be paid off first. That's the biggest problem I'm having.
Yeah, exactly.
Because my main reason here is the IRS I owe money to, and the protection people are trying to say, hey, Lori, they're going to put you on a payment plan. You know, fine and dandy, you're supposed to get, you know, reduce it like 80%. That's what these people are supposed to do. But, oh, gosh, I lost my train of thought. I'm sorry, hold on one second.
That's okay.
I owe $13,000 on the work van.
Okay.
So that one is like $575 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So my reasoning here, like it always has been, was to consolidate and try and pay off to get these monthlies off of me. Because I have an American Express Gold and American Express Blue, which are also on payment plans that Freedom Debt did not have, now that I find out what ripoff artists they are. You know, you do so much research and you think you're making a good decision, and that one, according to somebody that I just recently spoke with, the charge-off word is basically the bank already has charged it off, and so by the time you're calling Freedom Debt to take care of your credit card balance, the bank has already considered it done and gone. So then they make money off of you by that way. So, but you know what? It's in God's hands and yours, and I really, really am trusting you.
Yeah, I'm trying to do my best.
I really need you, Jeremiah. I cannot stress it enough. I've spoken to so many people in this world so far just to get money. If not, you could get me a loan in your own name, right? Oh, you think that's funny? I'm a cool person. I'm
funny
with it.
I definitely
without the stress.
I definitely
I even have
that.
A twin sister. And you know what? We did. My 11 brothers and sisters were the only ones that didn't get a 50th birthday party. Can you believe that?
Oh man.
Yeah, I know. We got robbed. So anything you can do here, any extra prayers or anybody that you know in case you can't, send it my way.
Absolutely, absolutely. I promise you I'm going to do my best, okay? And I will keep you posted as soon as I find out anything.
Okay. In the meantime, I'm going to try and get them on the line, see if I can't help your job a little bit easier.
No, you don't got to worry about it. I already got it. I can calculate it, so you don't have to call them.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm positive. Don't even worry about it. I got everything I needed. Tell Crystal I said thank you for all
her
help.
Oh, my God. She just...
She was amazing.
She was my drinking buddy, and then I quit, and nobody else did, and then she quit, and then, you know, now all of a sudden God said, Lori, you're going to have to be bedridden, and she took over, so she's my best of everything. I owe her the world.
Yeah, well, yeah, she was great. She got me everything in a timely manner, and we should be good to go. Now we just got to wait.
Okay, all right, and I thank you so much for your
you're
hard
welcome,
work.
Lori. Sure, okay. Absolutely. We'll be in touch soon, Lori.
You got it. Thanks.
All right, bye.
Bye.